another way of saying it besides thank you. You might say I'm much...
much obliged to you. Usually the way you'd say it.
Sometimes you might say, now I've got to go downtown to do some...
trading or shopping. That's the way most people says it, but I usually just go on and do what I got to do, or I'll say, when I'm talking to her, I'll say, Mom, I'm going downtown. Get the baby some milk, or yeah. I'm going to get some baking powders or something like that, so we can fix some bread.
Yeah. Now, if you bought something in the store and the storekeeper didn't have a sack or something, he might just take a piece of paper and you'd take
wrap it up.
And then when you got home, you'd have to...
I'd have to unwrap it if I was ready.
Now, if it rained a whole lot and all your crops were just washed out, you'd say your crops were a total...
lost.
And if there's something that you saw that you liked, but you didn't think you had enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like it, but that thing just...
I don't know. I'd say if it
that thing just
if it's too high, I'd say that's too high. I won't give that for it. I'll just let them keep it.
Yeah, and you might say it costs...
that it cost too much, you could say that, or I usually just say, well, they can just keep that store. That's what I say.
If it was the first of the month and time to pay a bill, you'd say that bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you'd say you had to pay the
club dues.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to...
well, I'd sometimes go and borrow it, and I'd if I didn't have enough money to pay it, sometimes I'd just go and tell them that you're going to have to wait until I got my money.
And like talk about in the 1930s, you'd say during the Depression, money was really...
hard to get a hold of.
And if you were talking about, like that little girl you were telling me in that pool at Florida, you'd say that like, she got on the side and then she...
dove in.
Mm-hmm. And then after she got in, she...
swam. Mm-hmm.
And, now if a person was trying to swim and then, but you saw them and they went down for the third time, you'd say that they...
drowned and better get in there and get that guy.
Mm-hmm. And, if you were looking at a great big mountain, you might say, now that'd be a hard mountain to...
climb.
But now last year, my neighbor...
climbing.
But now as for me, I have never...
well, I just say, well, boy, I never have been there, or maybe I'll go someplace. Mm-hmm. So this is where I've lived here all my life, and this is the first time I've ever been up this far up the mountain, or first time I've ever been to this place.
Now, if you had a car that was stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and...
they would do a pushing job.
Mm-hmm. Or you might tie a rope on the front and...
well, if you was down the mud, a rope would break when you pull it on in.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You'd have to get a cable or a chain to put on there to get it out with.
Now, if talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, well, this is what I...
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
okay.
Yeah. And if you were to bring your foot down on the floor like this, you'd say you're...
stomping?
And
a patting your foot. You could be a patting.
Well, yeah, I mean if you was doing it hard. Like if a little kid wanted to hide behind a divan or something, you'd say they'd get down there and they...
hunker down behind them.
And if a boy saw a girl like at church and he wanted to go home with her, he might say, may I, if he had a car,
well,
may I,
it's a how about a date. That's the way we used to do it when I was a boy.